Okay, I'll see you later. Thank you for your time. Yes, hi.
Congratulations, great job.
Thank you.
Often people tell me that in this process of nomination and being interviewed, they learn more about the movie they made, even though you were in the middle of it. Have you found that?
I find that this movie makes for interesting conversation, you know, and not for all the obvious sort of naked reasons. I find that once people have seen it, they come up to me and they go like this when they talk about it, you know. It's something, it seems to touch people who see it in a way that makes for interesting conversation. So in that way, yes.
I think it's a brave performance of all 20 actors nominated this year, I would say.
Thank you. You just take
something that feels so real.
Thank you.
And I like the lady a lot. I'm just curious
to know if
you met people like her as you researched this to...
I met her.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, there's nobody like her that I've ever met. I really honestly can say, other than my daughter, who is, you know, 8 and radiating that kind of positivity, I've never been around somebody who makes you, it's not so much how she talks about everything, including sexuality, it's what she doesn't say, the self-deprecating jokes she doesn't make, the weird names for things she doesn't use, it's the lack of weirdness and the pure enthusiasm that she had. I feel like I got some of it. I wish I'd even gone farther. She's just... a shining light, whether she's talking about sex or her book or the cancer she survived or your child rearing or whatever it is, she's lit up about it and wants it to go well. And that's sort of, she wrote me a note when the movie was done that said, "Thank you for understanding my intentions with Mark." And I think she's lived a lot of her life with people screaming really weird things at her and not understanding her intentions. And so I feel like I do feel like we got that, and I got that, and I'm glad she feels that way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, that's it. I'll see you later. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Sally Field.
Okay, next we actually have Hugh Jackman, who is nominated for Outstanding Actor in a Leading Role for Les Miserables.
I brought you all here today. No. How are you all?
Hugh, yeah. Here in the back.
Hey, man.
Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us what kind of pressure you felt taking on this role, having known that Les Mis has been done on stage, on television, film, over and over. How did you feel about taking on that role?
Great question, because I was so stalkerish about getting the role. I literally hunted Tom down. I said, listen, mate, I'll audition. Way before he even signed on for it, I auditioned. And when I got the call about getting the part, that's when it hit me. You know, it's one of those things, careful what you wish for, because all of that history from Colm Wilkinson on stage right through, of course, I downloaded every film, all the French films, the Anthony Perkins film, every film that had been made, and I then proceeded to watch none of them because I think either I was part terrified or part I just realised... I kind of got to make this my own, and even though it is the Hamlet of roles, in a way, for an actor, I just have to sort of make it my own. So then I just went into Ignorance is Bliss and sort of did it with Tom, you know, who was an incredible director for an actor. So just went from there, man. But was there pressure? Sure. Yeah. In fact, the interesting thing about his process, as someone who'd been on stage to doing it on film, and because we were singing live, there was not a day I didn't wake up. Literally, I would wake up, I'd look at my pillow, and I'd think, when I put my head back down on you again, I will never sing Bring Him Home again, or I'll never sing The Soliloquy again, or One Day More, because it was that day. So every day was like an opening in the theatre and a closing all at once. It was great.
Last question here, NBC.
It's so difficult to get a film musical right. What do you think this film and other film musicals did get it right? What are those elements?
You know, I think what Tom did was take risks. He found a way to find the thing that people loved in the stage show, but be brave enough to to turn that into a film, i.e. give people the reason to love the film. And I think his choice to sing it live, his choice to sing it, have it sung through, were really bold at the time. And also, like with Anne Hathaway, to not cut on a close-up for 3.5 minutes. Ultimately, he made it very theatrical with... He made it very theatrical, but in a way, he gave the audience a seat they could never get in the theatre. So he brought the best of what the theatre and the best of film, and then went back to the book to kind of fill in any gaps. So it takes a lot of courage to take it on, and I think courage would be the defining quality, I think, in the choices you make.
That's all we have time for.
Thank you so much.
Bye, guys.
All right, next we have Sally Field, who is nominated for Actress in a Supporting Role for Lincoln.
Hi.
Hey, Sally. This is such an interesting role in that we learn a lot about Mary Todd and the grief she endured. Can you talk a little bit about tapping into that grief and maybe her excesses too? Because it seemed like she had some excesses in her life.
Well, yes, she had a lot of. She was a very colorful personality. How did I tap into that? I mean, I'm an actor. It's hard to say how you really, you know, become the character you want to become. Certainly, I have had some opportunities in my life, not as many as I would like, to play really complicated characters. And you just, you don't tap into any one emotion. You try to live in this place, these other people's shoes that you create through the techniques of learning their history and, you know, everything about them, and then the era and the clothes and then the actual immediacy of that day. So I can't say I tapped into any one thing. Certainly she was a highly emotional being, and she always was. That's what they said about her. So I just did my work.
Your film's obviously based on actual events, but are you a fan of documentaries at all, and do you think it's important that the Academy honors documentaries as well?
I think it's hugely important that the Academy invites and really celebrates documentaries. I was on the board of Sundance for 16 years when our real focus was to get docs into the mainstream, and I think they helped do that. I think it's really important that documentaries be in the mainstream and be seen alongside, you know, fictional films. And I think this year is a sterling example of absolutely wonderful documentaries, and everybody should see them. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Next, we have Denzel Washington, who is nominated for actor in a leading role for Flight.
Good morning. Afternoon. Good afternoon.
All right, first question.
What's been the reaction for you from pilots from seeing
I haven't seen any. They're never on the plane when I get on. No, I actually haven't. I haven't had really any, nothing negative or too positive, just, you know, that kind of thing. No, I talked to a couple of pilots that I fly with pretty regularly, and they were, you know, they know it's acting, I hope.
Next, right over here. Hi, Denzel. How are you? Good. You know, many, many years ago, I think when you won your first Oscar, I remember you saying, as we've all been doing this a long time.
No, it's just a wee lad.
It's okay. We won't war. I remember you saying that your son made a little Oscar for you as you were leaving. He's obviously grown up now. It's been a few years. But do you and the family still celebrate in that way? Is it still that important?
My daughter drew a picture of Oscar. What did she say? Something like, You my Oscar anyway. Plus, I don't like Kevin Space. I have it. I got it in my room. You my Oscar anyway. Plus, I don't like Kevin Space. So that's a very fond memory.
And they're still.
It's right next to the other ones. Okay. They're all, you know.
Final question there.
Yes.
This year, the racial theme leads the Oscar nominations for the movies. We have Django, and we have also Lincoln, and then we have the Barack Obama elected. And then I have this question for you, because you are the African American with the most nominations right now. What's your feeling about it, to have this place in this moment?
I feel great about the president. I mean, I felt great about him being in office the first go round. What was the rest of them? Who else?
Yeah,
Django and.
The racial thing is really important in this year. We have two movies: the Django one and the other, the Lincoln one. What do you feel about being the African American?
To be honest with you, I haven't thought about it like the way you're thinking about it until just now. There's always room for improvement. You know, for women, for African American women in particular, I think they're way behind in terms of getting recognition. Well, you guys are watching who's walking in here today. I mean, anybody else look like me that came in? No? Not a one? Not one other black person nominated for anything? Who? Oh, yes, yeah. Was she here? I gotta meet her. Yeah, I gotta meet her.
The youngest?
Well, maybe if I'm nice to her, she'll put me in one of her movies.
That's all we have time for. Thank you all so much. Thank you very much.
All right, everybody, that is it for the day. Thank you all so much. Thanks for your questions, and sorry if I wasn't able to get you in. But thank you. Great question.